The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Tom Williamson of KCII in Albia and Gordon Wolf of the Denison Bulletin and Review. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
In Iowa, it looks like it's going to be hot all summer long in Washington, D.C., with all those issues you have on the table. And obviously, the health care reform is the biggest topic. What's the main sticking point? Is it the Medicaid cuts that are called for?
I believe that's getting all the attention, but also not getting as much attention is the bill that passed the House, which we aren't working on. We're writing our own bill, and that bill that we're writing just hit the hands of the senators at 11:30 this morning. So you know that I haven't been through it, and probably 80% of it is the same as what we got the last week of June that we thought we were going to pass that week, and then it was taken down. But in regard to private health insurance, the fault of the House bill was that the subsidy or the tax credit for private health insurance was given to people based upon age. That tended to hurt rural America and people aged 50 to 65. And so I think we've got it settled that we put an income factor in besides an age factor, and it will treat rural America and ages 50 to 65 better. Then for Iowa, we had a problem on Medicaid because and it would probably just affect Iowa more than other states. And the reason for that is that Iowa was the last state to adopt privatization of Medicaid. So we were in transition and using 2016 as a base year to build on for succeeding growth of Medicaid would have hurt us very bad. So we got it worked out so that the two quarters or any eight quarters between 2014 and 2017 can be used as a benchmark for Iowa. So that puts us on at least a good start for what happens in Medicaid. And then I guess the other, and I think we got that taken care of. Then we got to worry about 72,000 Iowans not having insurance based upon Wellmark pulling out. And then let's go to a thing that's more nationwide in regard to Medicaid. There's no doubt that it's going to have an inflation factor, and an inflation factor bigger than CPI. And there is one index called CPI-M for medical. But it's going to go beyond that, and I don't know exactly where this bill ended up, but it'd be my guess CPI-M plus 1, 2, or 3, and probably a separate CPI for older people and disabled people. Those tends to be the factors that are in dispute.
Senator, you seemed a little bit pessimistic that the Senate version would pass. Did you hear anything about this revised bill that would make you more optimistic for passage?
I believe that it's something that satisfies conservatives like Rand Paul and Cruz and Lee, who were holdouts. And in satisfying them, I haven't made a determination if it turns off moderates like Cassidy, Capitol, and Collins. There was about an hour and a half discussion of it, of which I could only be in it for about an hour, so I can't draw any conclusions beyond that at this point.
Senator, Donald Trump Jr. has captured headlines, good or bad, but Senator, you have raised an issue on this Russian lawyer that he met with as part of your job as a Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, and you say she should not have been here in the U.S. By any means.
Unless I find out different from the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Homeland Security, The answer is, you've described my position exactly right. Now, if they tell me differently, that she had a visa, but as far as I know, her visa ran out and her parole ran out, and she shouldn't have been here. And then secondly, she is violating the registration for foreign, the Foreign Agents Registration Act. And if you're working for a foreign company trying to influence our government, there's a law you got to register under, and she wasn't registered under it. And so I think there's at least those two violations. I got to get answers to my questions. Well, I don't think there's any doubt that she didn't register. The visa thing is a little more questionable, but violating our laws. We're also, this is part of an investigation that I started in March, that the Justice Department isn't adequately enforcing the Foreign Agents Registration Act as well. And that's why people like Flynn had to register late. That's why Manafort and some other people are getting registered now. And they maybe wouldn't be registering if it hadn't been pointed out that they were involved in helping foreign governments.
Senator, back on the health care bill, there's been so much in the national media about the health care urgency to pass the health care bill to make good on a campaign promise and promises that were made under the other administration. And what can you say to American people who read this and feel like they're more, that they're pawns between a battle between political parties? What can you say to that?
Okay,
feeling?
Well, is your point about what's wrong with Obamacare? Is your point about...
No, it's more about all the media attention about making good on a campaign promise.
Well... That's one of two reasons for doing it, but it's the most insignificant reason for doing it. The main reason is the promises that were made of Obamacare that have just turned out with one-third of the counties in the United States either not having an insurance company or only one insurance company serving them, or the broken promise of if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, and millions of people have had to change doctors. If you like your health care plan, you can keep it, and millions of people have had to change their health care plan, and the promise that your insurance was going to go down $2,500 and it's up $3,000, and a lot of people buying insurance at high prices but with high deductibles, and it's not much value to them as a health insurance program. And the fact that it promised everybody to be covered by insurance, and there's still 29 million people not covered. So we're trying to pick up the pieces for everything that's wrong with Obamacare. And Obamacare is in a death spiral. And even if Hillary Clinton had been elected president, because she made this point in her debates with Trump, that it was going to have to be changed. So any way you look at it, people can't say, just leave things alone. On the other hand, you'd be surprised at the number of people that call into my office don't make any changes in the Affordable Care Act. Well, are those Iowans that call me to tell me that, are they unaware of the fact that 72,000 Iowans can't get insurance?
Senator Grassley, tax reform, tax relief likely to come up anytime soon? Issues?
Yeah. Just as soon as we get done with health insurance and health care reform, and if we pass something for sure, but tax reform's got to come up anyway. And it's being worked on, not much by members of Congress, but under the direction of members of Congress, of the two tax writing committees. Staffs are very diligently working on trying to find compromises, and the White House is equally as much involved, and probably involved through their Secretary of Treasury.
Senator, are you comfortable with the EPA's proposal on ethanol and biofuels?
No. Maybe I better say yes and no. Yes, because they didn't cut back on ethanol mandate for EPA, or for ethanol from grain. But they couldn't go up on it because the law only allows 15 billion gallons from grain. So now we're moving on to the second generation of ethanol made from corn stalks. So they only increase that by, spit in the ocean compared to what it should have been. Now, maybe for the immediate future, what they said is what maybe can be used because we're just starting a relatively infant industry. We only have two plants in Iowa, for instance. But what it's going to do by not being more aggressive, EPA not being more aggressive with a higher figure, I think it's going to send a signal that might deter investment in second-generation ethanol. And that's what I'm most fearful of. They could have done a lot better on biodiesel, but I think it's kind of a moderate view I have on. Now, Democrat Senator Klobuchar of Minnesota and I generally head up letters on ethanol stuff, and we're going to, I think we have the capability of maybe getting 40 to 42 senators on a letter to EPA's stating some of the stuff I just told you.
Thank you, Tom and Gordon, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.